pouring a beer.
No, you're not, you're pantomiming.
Aw, oh, shit, that's true. Zero Issues Comic Podcast have a calendar. Sure! I say go with it.
Yeah, I'm already saying totally different word at the end. Blah! Thanks for joining us. Day two!
Yeah, this is the Advent calendar, as we did last year. We do this year. Is that religious? I don't know.
Is that religious?
I don't know. As we do last
it's
year,
quickly becoming
we do
tradition,
to this
which
year.
Is a religion.
Yeah.
I mean, all religions just tradition.
Really.
I do unto this year as I did the years before.
All right. So, we're doing random topics every day.
Just
short or planned ahead topics, as the case may actually be. But they're short.
And they're short, yeah. To the point, many episodes, 25 of them leading up to the day of Christ.
Many episode two.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that. Many episode two.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Man. Well, now we know what we're doing.
What a year.
What a year it's been. Okay, so today's topic is what would, insert comic character name here, want for Christmas? What would they want?
I have a small list.
Okay.
I'll start with a couple. Although my first one is Todd.
What would Todd want for Christmas?
Hi, Todd.
I hope he wants a mention on the podcast, because that's what we're getting.
Well, he's gotten several mentions in the past few days.
This is the Christmas one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't contribute to this.
No, he didn't. But still. He gets
doesn't
mentioned.
He kinda?
He gets mentioned numerous times. Hmm.
This is really rewarding for every person listening who doesn't know who Todd is.
Todd's one of our local comic guys that works at Comics Plus in Thunder Bay here. And he has been on a couple of the episodes, and a couple just recently, because we did a thing at ThunderCon where we did a couple of panels, and he was on the panels with us, so you can actually hear Todd speak, and not just us speaking of Todd.
He's not a fictional character, after all.
He's not the lump of this. Zero Issues.
I've always thought of him that way, though.
Yeah.
Big, hairy.
Yeah.
Seen by birds.
He's always hanging out with that bird.
Here you go.
He's met by birds. Oh, yeah. Birds can see him. Lots of things can see him.
Anyway. Well, let's get into it.
What are we doing?
Okay, screw that. What does Squirrel Girl want for Christmas?
And butts.
All right, next character.
What?
Butts to kick.
That's the...
And nuts to store for later.
Yeah.
It's a long...
In her cheeks, you see?
Yeah.
I'm a stupid asshole.
Anybody got anybody else?
I just want to keep talking about that one forever.
Oh, yeah.
I think Two-Face would like some lovely his towels.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I will.
Normal and acid face.
Yeah. Do everything, you know, kind of Batman Returns. You're not Batman Returns. Batman
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Flash Thompson.
Thanks.
Oh. Hey, he's got a super cool symbiote.
He does.
He's doing all right.
He's a fucking space knight now.
Would you trade legs for a symbiote? If the symbiote gave you legs?
Well,
we
of
got
course,
wrong,
if it gave me legs.
Yeah.
Because that's a net gain of symbiote and net loss of nothing, because I've got legs too.
You got symbiote legs.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
But only when the symbiote works correctly.
Well, that's
if somebody's true. Got a bell that's really loud, you're screwed.
I don't do a lot.
And on the ground.
I don't do a lot of walking.
I usually drive anyway, so.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Doom, at this point, in continuity,
just wants Richards back.
Oh.
I'm just saying, what is he without Richards? It's beautiful.
It although, is. According to Todd's theory, when Secret Wars wraps up, you'll discover that Doom is actually Richards.
What? So the guy walking around as Doom is...
Is one of the Richards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, spoilers if that happens.
Yeah, well, that's his big theory. Then. He's like, you just wait.
This episode is dedicated to Todd.
Yeah, it's totally to Todd. That would be what he would want for Christmas. To be,
to be
proven correct.
Yeah.
In that sense.
He's gonna be anyway.
The Creeper.
Ooh.
A better costume?
Ooh.
You
done got murked!
Get that shag carpet off his back.
It's
a huge boa?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, yeah.
That's essentially
I'm a creeper with a big feather boa.
He's got a really hairy back.
Yeah. It's hard to deal with.
You gotta find a boa in that same color. You know, it's not easy, okay? So, like, maybe be a little considerate for some creeper.
Yeah.
A pair of fork gloves for Wolverine to go with his knife gloves.
That's good for him.
Because you can't just eat everything with a knife. You're not, like, a medieval knight.
He opens, he's got a dinner fork, he's got the salad fork. Mm-hmm.
Just get him sport gloves. And the salad gloves. Sport gloves are, it's all you need.
Ooh.
You said.
Ooh, I say.
Todd McFarlane.
Baseballs!
I knew you guys were going to say baseball.
Articulation.
Baseballs!
Articulation.
Why is he always in that one pose, anyway? Oh, I wonder if he doesn't draw anymore.
Todd McFarlane
himself. Yeah, Todd McFarlane himself, yeah. He makes all of his action figures in his own image.
He's like, I don't have kung fu action.
No. What do you think Spider-Man would want? It's a question, not a topic. What do you think Spidey, Peter Parker, would want for Christmas?
Which Spidey are we talking?
Like Peter Parker.
Current, right now.
Oh, good question.
Weirdo Spidey, right.
Like, normal Spider-Man. Let's go with, like, standard, like, Peter Parker that's not...
I want my wife back.
Yeah.
I want my uncle back.
That disappeared.
Wife or uncle. Like, however...
All the people I've killed and driven away.
I don't
think... I want my old hair.
In the search of responsibility.
Yeah.
A sweater vest.
Christmas is a Christian holiday, though, and he did make a deal with the devil, so I'm pretty sure he's pretty much cut out of the whole deal at this point.
You're out of the loop.
I don't think he's allowed.
He's a sinner.
Yep.
You made your vet for it now.
It's kind of gross.
It's kind of stupid. Yeah. Well, you know, it'll go away in an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's called the refractory period.
It's a Tannehill or is my Gambit?
More crap to have?
A better writer? Somebody?
The 90s to come back?
Yeah.
That would probably be the best thing for him, yes.
I think Gambit's big in Portland.
I can believe it.
Japan. He's big in Japan. Michael Bay?
Oh. Too soon.
Too
soon for me to deal with.
The opposite of what Bri wants for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, like, the rights to Power Rangers, maybe?
I think...
Does he got that now?
They're already doing that, but he's not involved.
I would happily, if I could, like, make that, he could get the rights to that, trading for the Turtles, I'd be happy for that. I'd make that trade.
You would?
I would, yes. Me, personally.
I would purchase it from you. I've got at least $25 in my pocket.
Eight, 26.
Ah! What? No, Dracula.
Ooh.
Can't wait.
What? I'm not wrong. Carrot juice. I'm ready for Count Dracula to come back. I will say that. When's that coming back? Maybe it comes back.
Give it time. It'll come back.
That could be a fun one. That was fun. I love that.
What would you, if you got to give Batman a present? Okay. Let's say this.
You had a pop quiz. Talking. If you
pop quiz,
Josh.
Say like you happen to know Batman. You're maybe a B-list superhero. You're up on the satellite occasionally. And everyone's doing the Secret Santa. You got Batman.
Oh God, no!
You got to get him something.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is. You've tried hassling people who do know, and they're like, it's a whole can of worms, stay out of it. But you got, like, all you know about him is he's into bats.
Well, you don't really know much about him.
Well,
I was going to say, I drew a picture of a parrot. They're alive!
I assume I don't know your origin.
Okay.
I'm sure you have a special lady in your life, so here's a vintage pearl necklace that you can give her. Oh no, it came apart!
And tickets to a matinee.
Yeah. Here's Zorro's playing. You have a cape, he has a cape. Figured you'd like that.
Why are you crying? Why are you crying? Oh, shit. This is totally going wrong.
I'm the worst hypothetical superhero.
This comes out of my wages.
Deadpool's self-aware. He knows he's a comic character. I figure he'd want to die for a couple of years so his popularity doesn't completely burn out. Give him the Wolverine treatment. Let him come back fresh in, like, you know, a couple of years. I think that would be nice for him. He dies, but he, like, comes back. You know, he's died, like, 14 times in the last 5 years. He just comes back the next month.
His last words will be, like, you know, when's the sequel out?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
Avenge me.
Avenge me. Relaunch in 4 months. To the extreme.
Conan? Yep.
To see his enemies driven.
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. Or if not, a nice croquet set.
Or a nice tree of woe to contemplate things on.
A tree of
woe!
Yeah.
Bill and Conan's is
nice. I would watch that. That's what I want for Christmas.
Something's further the scenario.
All right.
Now that'll.
All right.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Going out of a strong note.
All right.
See you.
Thanks for coming. I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Bring present.
Please do. Or be present.
Your presence is cool. Wait, I fucked it up. Guys, I fucked it up.
You can edit it.
Cool.
All right. Bye.